This episode of Tidbits Pod is brought to you by the good people at Moobs. Moobs, the breasts a man can get. Oh, hello, mate. Yeah, you're looking well. Yeah, I know, yeah. Man. Yeah, how long's it been? 3 years. Oh my God. That's criminal. Have you? Yeah. Fucking good on you, man. Yeah. What? Oh man, yeah. Yeah. Crazy. How's the wife? Yeah, good as gold. Yeah, nice. Yeah, can't complain. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, mental. How's the kids? Yeah? Okay, well, now we're all caught up. Let's get into Tidbits Pod, Series 2.
A is for apple. B is for balloons. C is for crayons. D is for drum.
Like my tidbits.
Here it is in a nutshell.
All right, chums, and welcome to episode 48 of what the critics are quite rightfully calling Tidbits Pod. Maybe, this is going to be the start of series two. We've sort of lost track of the episode counts. But, been a while, isn't it? I haven't made a podcast since the Elizabethan times. Pretty much 3 years. So, yeah, time gets away, doesn't it? And, I've been fucking busy. And after the last one, if you can remember... After a bit of time had gone by, I got kind of crippled by the idea of coming back, like back with a bang, doing a big welcome back episode sort of thing. And well, in the last one, I just moved to Taiwan and I was still in the mandatory arrival quarantine hotel situation, kind of shitting myself actually. And then, out of nowhere, I had a load of, like, messages and all this. Well, two people messaged and they were asking sort of about, like, Taiwanese politics and international relations and shit. Like, remember back in 2022-ish when sort of Taiwanese politics was the flavour of the month? And, yeah, that's pretty much exactly when I moved out here. So yeah, I think that was the February and I moved out in the June. So then I was like, fuck it. Okay. I'll make like an on the ground first person, you know, like this is what life's really like here. Not you're being shown, you know, kind of on the ground roving reporter style thing. Like I was going to make it really nice or whatever. And so yeah, I was like, well, shit. For that, I've got to make it good, you know, put some effort in, read the books, do the homework. But I mean, also, I've been trying to build a life out here. I did all my teacher training and stuff, and like remember back in the day, I used to talk about studying for the TEFL, making jokes about non-stick frying pans and stuff. Well, yeah, the TEFL has come good. So with all of this new wild stuff on the go, I've always had like you know, in the back of my mind, I've got like, yeah, I'll make that Taiwan podcast this weekend, and then you know, then a year went by and sort of, yeah, I put an update on my website, my WordPress thing, and put up loads of pictures and updates and all this sort of like funny things I was seeing and whatever. So I was like, yeah, okay, well, I'll give it a bit more time. And then another year went by, I did another update, and I'm at the point, sort of year three, where I'm like, you know, I'm never ever going to do a Taiwan informational inter-global politics pod. I mean, I'm not that guy, and I've hit the threshold for the number of pictures I can load to that website, which I'm not meant. Well, it's tibballstravels.com. If you want to go have a look, they're still there. But to get videos and stuff, you've got to pay for a higher subscription. So yeah, I've sort of like, I thought, right, I'll ditch that. And after ditching the high quality political update, man on the ground angle, I started sort of circling around the idea of coming. Well, I've got this sort of this back with a bang thing again. I was trying to like, how do I make this good? I can't just come back with any old shit. And yeah, what was it? I was sort of like, yeah, I'm gonna bring it back with a greatest hits. So, you know, people could share it around and shit and remember the first, if you can call it a series, just 47 episodes. And I was going to call it The Greatest Tids. And, you know, so people could be like, what did Matey Boy think of the Tidbits Greatest Hits? The Greatest Tids. Did it Greatest Tits? Or how would you grade his hits? Are the Tidbits Greatest Hits The Greatest Tids truly the tits? Or are they tipped for the Tidbits shit skip? You know, that kind of shit. But that, I mean, to go and make a greatest hits means, you know, I'd have to go and listen back to all the old ones. And I know, like, I just didn't really like doing that. I did start to do it, going back and try to think, oh, that might be funny. But you don't know what other people like, sort of thing. So for me, I was like, just listen to them again. And, you know, and to do that as well, I think you need to have proper editing skills and whatever. So again, the thought of doing it seemed fun for a bit, but, you know, actually doing it was like, I mean, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll do it next week. And then, yeah, as with the Taiwan political update one, it just kind of hung in the air as an idea, you know, with all the other stuff going on as well. But yeah, the thought of it's been a while now. In any return, it's got to be good. This sort of idea kind of crippled it. So yeah, this now is just a sort of update. This is the new series or whatever. This is a podcast to say, we're not back with a bang, we're just back. And yeah, when I say we, I mean I am just back with a back. I'm back, not with a bang, let's say. And this is not going to be a Taiwanese political update shit. If you've got questions, you know, you've got the internet the same as I have, kind of thing. So whatever. And if there is anything on, you know, I experience firsthand, then of course I'll maybe talk about it. But, you know, I think let's just make it the same as ever, really, which will be, well, on form is kind of me scrabbling for something to talk about and then kind of going on from there. So, well, yeah, I live in Taiwan now, in a place called Taichung, sort of halfway down on the west side, and I live quite close to a place called Taichung Park, which is that's not a Korean midfielder, and yeah, it's it's fucking quality here. Well, it's hard to sell as a tourist destination, but I really like it here. It's close to the mountains. It's close to the coast. It's, you know, it's a big enough city to have most of the things I want, and I've just settled. You know, like life's got nice, kind of thing. And yeah, actually, I was saying about the website, like, read the massive blog update I did about Taichung and the other stuff after my first year, and then I did a smaller blog sort of about it the second year. But yeah, now it's the third year. I think even if I did pay for the updates, it's hard to present what I'm seeing through kind of fresh eyes, you know, like, oh, look how cool the post office is. You know, when you've been here for a while, you sort of stop comparing it to what your previous idea of normal was, and now this is just the way, kind of thing. And, you know, although sometimes you do get little reminders to appreciate kind of where you are and that, like, oh shit, that guy's taking his chicken for a walk, and it's like it's responding to his calls like it's a border collie kind of thing. Yeah, I've got a video of that actually. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Which kind of thing, if you're on Spotify, you just press the name of the episode, and then you go like see more, and you know, that's where all the good stuff will be. I'll put some bits in there, and it'll be I'm sure wherever you're listening, it'll be the same kind of thing. And yeah, updates wise, I'm a teacher now, and I've got a big spreadsheet with all of my hours and shit, and I'm pretty close to, I think the last check was about 3,600 teaching hours. I sort of clocked them all in with my pay and stuff. So yeah, and I was so shit at first, like the first year. Yeah, I'm lucky to be here, and but I mean, well, luckily, you know, it's one of those jobs, one of those things, same as anything, where as long as you can kind of chat some shit on the right subjects, and you kind of make the students laugh, and you make the co-teachers laugh, then you can kind of get away with it. And yeah, after 3 years, I'm all right now, and I'm one of the vets. Like, it's absurd, really, but yeah, I like it. Really, really, can't see myself doing anything else for the time being, at least. But yeah, outside of work stuff, loads more traveling and stuff since the last time. I've been to Australia twice. Yeah, both times saw little Jimmy Thompson. One of the times he got married. The second time, yeah, went to Tasmania. And oh my god, saw my brothers out there now. It's yeah, I'm gonna go back again later in the year. Our mate Paul's getting married. It's all going on. And yeah, Japan a few times. Ginger Bob was out there. Went to Vietnam, China, South Korea, Philippines. Lots of kind of retreading old ground. I haven't gone too far here, just the surrounds. But like, the good thing is, like, even if you do go back, like, everywhere's always changing, and you're always changing. So there's always sort of new things to see, or at least new ways to see the things you've seen before. So, oh god, that's why I really don't like it when people say, like, you've done somewhere instead of been to. Have you done France? Yeah. Fuck off. New stuff as well. I've been around a lot of Taiwan. You'll see in the pictures and stuff. Like, mainly it's the west, and the central and the north. But I've still got a lot of the east and the south to see. But yeah, fucking hell, 3 years is a long time to try and catch you up on everything. And so, what's the plan? So, yeah, what's this going to be now for the next, you know, what's next for Tidbits Pod? So, do you want to come on for a chat? I'm always intrigued about people's jobs and whatever you want to talk about. Like, maybe take me through a day in your working life. Or I've been thinking of adding a section called Tid Talks, where I try and talk on a subject that you give me for a bit, like pretty much like stealing the idea from Free Bean Salad. But yeah, not as good. And then, like, if you could send ideas for subjects for that, that could be good. But keep it light. And I think I'm gonna make it regular now. Like half of why I'm redoing this, right? It's because now I interview new teachers that want to come to the country, and they want to, you know, they want to join the business or whatever. They want to start teaching, and I've bought a microphone. I've got all the stuff. So I'm like, oh shit, I can actually make this. I can make this podcast now. And one of them cancelled today. So I'm sitting here just looking at a microphone like, yeah, man. So yeah, maybe I'll record whenever someone cancels, or I could record on a Sunday and then put it out later in the week or something. So yeah, you know, I could do some edits and shit and get all your messages or something. And yeah, I don't know. I think trying to get a lot of people involved is quite difficult. It's nice to just chat some shit. So I don't know. What do you think? How can I make this good enough for people that, you know, that aren't my specific friends? And how do I get to talk to people like in the Amazon jungle and shit? And I don't know, I suppose I've just got to go there and start just chatting. But yeah, email me, existing friends or soon to be friends. Let's make a community, man. Like, oh dear. So if you want to come on for a chat, if you've got topic ideas, that email is still the same, and there's a lot in there. Maybe I could go back. It's probably a load of spam or whatever, but it's still tidbitspod@protonmail.com. You don't even have to type that out. Like, there's an email link thing that's on the Tidbits Pod Instagram, which is @tidbitspo. So just Tidbits Pod all together without the D. And this now is the soft relaunch. You know, tell your friends, Tidbits isn't back with a bang, it's just back. And that's all we know for now. So yeah, when your mates ask, if your mates ask, what's it about? You can tell them it's sort of, at this stage, it's going to be sort of about itself for a bit, and why it's shit, and why the host is shit, and how it can be better, and how the host can meet people from around the world, and how the host wants to make money and travel around the world and shit. Oh my God, imagine that full-time job, just going to towns and talking about whatever with people. I need a subject, really. But yeah, and sometimes could be about books and shit, and I'll tell travel stories and shit, and guests. But yeah, I think just no personal stuff, no politics, and yeah, just say it's good, you know, reel them in. Or should we, you know, the faithful few listening to it now, should we keep it for ourselves so we don't get any dickheads listening? That's the balance, isn't it? Like, you got to recommend to people, but no dickheads. That's the tightrope. So, yeah, I think that as a little welcome back, as a kind of a re-hello or maybe a new hello or whatever, I'm going to call it there, I think. So I've missed you. Don't be a stranger. if you've listened to this wherever, give it a thumbs up and shit. You know they say it kind of helps. I don't know how it helps, but you know what I mean. Eventually, this is going to be like a thing. Hopefully, make some money or whatever. But for the time being, let's have some fun and let's fill these non-interview nights with the microphone sort of thing. Kind of, yeah. So, yeah. Adios, amigos. Ciao, bellas. Ta-da. Much love. Oh, what a sign-off. See you later. This episode of Tidbits was brought to you by the good people at Moobs. Moobs. When it comes to man boobs, we can really hold our own.